Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
This Saturday is my annual stand-up show. Come on out. Sunday is the marathon. 24 hours. And all the guests, they know the theme, and it's fights. Who did they hate, physically or otherwise?
Yeah, this is the thing. I like that it's a broad theme. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, fights from stage, from hecklers, fights backstage, fights with your boyfriend or girlfriend before you went on the show or after you heard their material.
There's no excuse. You have one. We will hear it.
Right.
Use the hashtag KATGathon and help spread the word. And of course, you can see what guests will be on. Go to KeithandTheGirl.com/marathon guests. There you have it. All right. Today's guest performs at the Comedy Cellar. Featured on Late Night with Conan O'Brien. I remember David Letterman made out with her. I believe those creepy stories.
Made out with her hand.
Yeah.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. Carmen Lynch.
Hi.
Real quick, Car, I know you've been on the road a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, now's the time. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Do you have time to give? Do you have your thoughts together on Syria?
No. School shootings? I hate all of it. Honestly, I haven't been looking. I've been sick. I'm on antibiotics.
Right.
But I'm not contagious.
Good.
But I...
You're on antibiotics, so you don't know about Syria.
No. I just don't.
Should more of us be on antibiotics and it'll work itself out?
I mean, I feel just the way everyone else does. It's can I curse? Yes. Shitty and all that.
It's
and
been
I
a just, while, Carmen. Who knows?
I don't know. Yeah, it's awful.
It is frustrating. Like we all know something about Syria, right?
Right.
Like we know that Trump is a fucking asshole. We know like a lot of these things, but it's so hard to keep up. I feel like when somebody asks us something, we're like, you know, I had to do a lot of grocery shopping this week.
Well, there's so much and you have to check every day and every day it's Trump this and Trump. And I can't even look.
I think they're relying on it, unfortunately.
I also saw that the great Chloe Sevigny did a film on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Women.
She's so cool.
She's really cool.
Ugh, I'm glad you can confirm it in person. She just seems like it would be like a nice time, but I don't want to hear otherwise.
No, she's very cool and she's very funny too. But she's cool, like the cool that you're like, God, how do people get that cool? Mm-hmm. You know? And also she like dresses really cool and she's just...
And then did you see that movie, The Brown Bunny?
I never saw it, but I've heard, I know about it.
She gives a live blowjob right in the movie.
Yeah.
Like 5 minutes long.
Yeah. That's the movie that always comes up when people are like, oh, you worked with Chloe?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Then the Brown Bunny comes up.
That's a shame. She did so much.
What? I know.
No, yeah. Wait a minute. What do you mean that? What a shame. Good for her.
Well, yeah, good for her. But I mean, she's done so many other movies.
And great for me. Because you just read it.
That's great. I'm so happy for you.
I want her to know good job. That's all I'm saying. By the way, you may have heard on the yesterday's show that Han Kauger was indeed hired by Keith and the Girl. We said we'd leave it up to the audience and put it into a poll. Can you fucking imagine? Han must have thought we were fucking insane, right? Of course, that same day we offered her the job. But she'd have to keep checking the internet. What do people think?
Yeah, can I be hired by the internet?
Well,
and also we asked them to rename you, because why not?
Right, so your name now is Bunny Hopalong McBunny. And only 7% of our audience said no, you should not be hired. So congratulations, 93% are pleased with this choice.
But I don't understand this 7%. Like, why not? I didn't hear anything in the interview that
they're saying you'll see.
Was there another nominee or whatever? Was there another person?
Not that anyone else knows about.
Oh, okay.
but not that day.
Oh, right.
We interviewed her on the show.
Mm.
And it's like, what? Because, I don't know.
Another poll we have up, kind of related. We asked the audience, have you ever slept while on the clock? First of all, have you, Carmen? Have you ever had a job and maybe you snuck into a storage room? What did you do?
I slept under a conference table once because I worked for Goldman Sachs as a temp.
That's what happened.
And my hours were 7 p.m. to 3 a.m. So every once in a while, when it was slow, they would say it's okay to go into the conference room and take a nap, just like a 20-minute nap.
They would tell you it's okay to go in the conference room?
Well, yeah, because all the bankers were gone. All the regular people were gone. So
who's telling you? The janitor?
Like the supervisor. The janitor, yeah. The supervisor of the temps would be like, you know, just go in there for a quick second.
Oh,
and,
wow.
You know, it's pretty slow right now.
It's funny that they offer sleeping. Do you know what I mean?
This was before the financial crisis, right. when we would get free food and free everything, right. Free car rides home. So everything was wonderful.
Perhaps you saw the news, no more sleeping.
Well, here's the thing. 7% of our audience saw that Han says she sleeps on the job. So they were like, no.
Well, that's the thing. 74% of our audience said, yes, they have slept well on the clock.
Wow. What does that say? Does it say that Andrea just pointed to herself and she works here. Did you sleep here? No, you take baths here for some weird reason.
She sleeps in the bath.
Yes.
But not on our hours. You know, that's her own time. Uh-oh. So that's fine. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, but who hasn't? Is like sleeping for 30 seconds count as sleeping? Because, I mean, if you're in your cubicle and you're tired, sometimes you doze off after lunch a little bit.
Should I answer that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, then everyone's done it. You've done it. You don't even remember because you were asleep.
Oh, okay.
I mean, if the boss comes around and you're sleeping while the 30 seconds is happening, is that an issue? Then probably it's an issue the rest of the time.
What I find funny is that you know that some of these people that said hands should not be hired have indeed slept well on the clock.
Oh, shit.
Well, of course they did. 74% have slept on the clock. And 7% say, no, I doubt it it equals out perfectly. Nah, she seems like a sleeper. No.
She's working very diligently right now.
Yeah. She's highlighting shit.
Her head is down because she's asleep. I'm sorry, because she's working so hard.
All right, let me mention this place before we continue. Blue Apron. This is the better way to cook. See, Blue Apron sends you all the ingredients to make a 5-star meal. And under 30 minutes, it takes me 20. I'm a pro, not to brag. I'm whipping up fantastic stuff, and I'm one of these guys. I'm like you, dear listener. I didn't know how to boil water. Turns out water on the stove, and that's it. But on top of that, to think you're making a meal, heating up pizza in the oven, I thought would be a to-do.
Right? I feel like to me, the sauces are the biggest deal, because that's like the secret that I don't know of restaurants. Like, you know, you get a piece of grilled chicken or fried chicken, you kind of get the gist of how it's made at some level of cooking, right? But the next level is sauces. Why is theirs thicker? Why is theirs more yummy and gooey, you know? And I'm finally learning that stuff.
Well, of course, I ordered cheesecake. No joke, it's raspberry cheesecake. They forgot the raspberry sauce. I'm like, I don't want to be a baby, but that's the point, the sauce.
Yeah, that's a big deal. Now I know how to make my own raspberry sauce.
That's right. Let me give you some meals that you can make. And that I can make, that's my point. Spinach and fresh mozzarella pizza with olives, bell peppers, and ricotta salata. One meal. I didn't name 5 meals. That's one meal you made with pictures and the exact amount of food. You chop it up so everything's nice and fresh. But if you needed a carrot, here's one carrot. You need a quarter thing of cabbage, here's a quarter ball of cabbage.
One leaf of kale. There it is, one leaf of kale. And you also get to choose which meals come to you.
And they would teach you it's called head of cabbage, for example, so you wouldn't keep calling it a ball of cabbage. sweet and sour salmon with bok choy, carrot, and ginger fried rice. This person, Alyssa, is saying, by the way, if I learned one thing from Blue Apron, it's how satisfying it is to watch crushed tomatoes reduce into a sauce. It's wonderful.
Amazing.
Here's what you do. Check out this week's menu. Get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/KATG.
So that's the thing. You can make the meals and not have to go to the supermarket and get that quarter ball of lettuce.
You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. That's blueapron.com/KATJ. Blue Apron, a better way to cook.
That sounds amazing, right? But it still sounds like I have to work to make my food.
Honest to God, it's fun.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's like it for me to eat that way, like where I at the end of the meal, I'm not like, ugh, I ate that.
Yep.
To spend 20 minutes, I have to wait 45 minutes. I've waited 2 hours for pizza to get delivered to my place.
True. I see your tweets and your social media. You can cook nice. I'm reading. You always worry about getting fat and this and that.
I think you're reading someone else's tweets. I haven't tweeted in a while.
I'll tell you. Let me tell you about some of the social media stuff I see. All right. First of all, here's what I learned by the Stephen Colbert appearance. And then you tell me how real this stuff is, okay? First of all, you are dating men that are fathers. Is this true or false?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Sometimes, yeah.
It doesn't bother you that they have a child?
Oh, God, no. No, no, no.
Okay.
No. I don't have anything to do with the kid, so.
Right. You might, though, right?
Like, be a stepmom?
It could happen. Isn't that the point?
I mean, marriage isn't in my, I don't know. Okay. I don't think that far ahead.
All right. Okay. What's the longest relationship you ever had? How many years?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you thought at one time that was the one, right? And you would probably have to take care of that person's kids?
I don't know. Okay. I mean, yeah, I'll just, I mean, I, at the time, yeah. But I mean, not the whole 3.5 years.
Okay.
I didn't think it the whole 3.5 years. I'm not going to talk about the guy I'm dating, but I do think I'm with the right person now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and, that's really nice.
And he is a father.
Okay. Yeah.
How many kids?
One.
One kid. All right. So you're going to have to be in that kid's life. Do you make peace with that? Or we're in denial?
Oh, yeah. I've met him and stuff.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. A little ice cream by him, maybe.
But it's very casual. I don't know. He's 8 and I don't know how much he knows, you know, how much he knows is going on.
8. So that is what? 3rd grade? That's the way I judge everything.
Yeah. No, that's like 2nd grade.
Yeah. He knows it's daddy's friend.
Well, he knows it's daddy's friend. Yeah.
Does daddy's friend stay overnight?
Not in daddy's bed.
Okay. You sleep on in the living
room?
Well,
it's a long story, but basically he...
I'm sure it's so long.
He's not in New York.
Okay.
So that's why... And the son's in New York. So okay. It was never an issue.
I see. You know what I mean? Okay. Did you ever meet the ex-wife?
No, not yet.
Is that something you think you'll have to do? I guess you will have
to,
right?
I mean, I met her from the car. I met her once when we were driving, but I've never met her like, nice to meet you.
Okay. Yeah. Do you think you honked too violently?
I was in the backseat.
Okay.
But it was friendly, okay. You know? It's okay.
I feel like you can't really avoid, after a while, you can't really avoid dating someone with a kid.
Exactly. Like, it becomes less of a priority to find someone who doesn't have a kid.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. So you don't know, is the wife nervous that the person taking her place, basically, and it could happen, is a comic?
I don't think she's nervous.
No. Oh, because you're one of the dirty ones.
Dirty comics?
Dirty everything. Oh. You know, as a comic, you're gross.
I didn't even think about that, but I don't think she thinks that.
Because she's writing in. She's thinking.
I also think, I never thought of this before, but it has to be easier for women to date men who have a kid, because a lot of times the mother has the custody. So
yes.
You guys actually have to deal with that way more than we do.
Yes.
Like this, usually fathers get like every other weekend, if that, you know? So it's right. Like, man, how much are you really, how much is the father actually in this person's life, let alone like the remote next person?
We're going to put up the poll. Should you be in this relationship still?
Okay.
And based on it, it's how you must act.
Okay. Okay.
When you talk on Colbert, you mentioned, you know, you're dating people in their 40s, acting like that's old. And you say how you like it because they give up on their dreams. They're a little more relaxed, that kind of thing.
I love it. My jokes are being analyzed. Yeah.
How old are you, the 40s old?
I don't remember how old I am. Okay. It doesn't matter.
Are you nervous, though, about dating these older people?
No.
Because your dad is getting older. He's losing his eyesight. You tell a story about how he's videotaping his niece at an ice skating rink. Turns out he's videotaping the wrong kid the whole time.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I love that. When I saw that.
You're not even angry. You find it cute.
I find it really cute. Yeah. And I understand that it's hard because they're all wearing the same little outfit.
Right.
You know? But I just found it funny. I was like, there's the joke. I don't even have to write it. Yeah. It was roller skating, but I thought roller skating. Spain is kind of like antiquated, you know? Like they do things kind of like 50 years behind us. And I'm like, they're roller skating? Right. They still roller skate. So I'm like, I'm going to make ice skating.
That's funny. Cool. That's what makes the joke relatable. Right. Who's roller skating? I might as well write rollerblade.
Yeah, exactly.
So they're playing high lie.
What the fuck is that even?
You mentioned that you hate cats.
Yeah. I got some hate mail.
You can't possibly hate cats.
No, I don't. But people are so obsessed with every word you say. And it's like, why can't it just be a joke? Like,
wait, someone's analyzing you more than us? No.
Yes.
Do they have a podcast? Because
no, they just write on Facebook.
My goodness.
Here's they're what like, they read. You're a,
oh, yeah.
I'll tell you what they read.
Oh, you found it? Okay.
Fuck you, bitch. Oh, that was me. That was me.
Did you find it?
Here's one. Uh-huh. Saw you on Colbert last night. Changed the channel. When you went on your anti-cat rant, you said you know how much you must love dogs based on how much you hate cats.
Right.
And he changed the channel and said, not funny at all. People who hate cats are assholes.
Yes. I got called asshole a couple of times. And then I got another one. Did you get? Oh, no. This one was an email. I got one from someone in.
You should forward that to us.
Yeah, I should find it. I deleted it. I work at a pet store. Cats do so much for old people and handicapped people. And I'm just like, why don't you just not take everything I say so seriously? This is just a joke.
Right. Also, I'm young and spry. So who cares? You named all crippled and dying people.
Did you respond to it?
I don't think I did. I don't like to give them what they want. A lot of times.
You are one of the few people who actually can do that because everyone who comes in here, you know, we've all done it and I'll respond because I'll be like, no, I can get through to this person. There's a post on Facebook. I remember this. I recently got arrested, whatever. And so there's a post there where somebody says, oh, otherwise known as the entitlement.
She was complaining she was arrested.
Episode. Uh-huh. And Keith was like, Keith mentioned something and I mentioned something and the guy kind of like shrugged it away and kept going. And Keith was out. I knew he was out. I knew he wasn't coming back. He didn't say anything about it, but he was out. I had like another couple back and forth with this guy. And it ended on nothing because, you know, eventually I'm just like, dude, we're saying the same thing. And I just like lost him.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, why can't I be more like Keith?
Honestly, I'd rather him just slept at work. This is ridiculous.
But then there'll be an email that gets sent to like info@keithandthegirl.com. And it'll say one line and it'll drive Keith to like 10 back and forths with someone not, like where they're writing like 3 pages and he's going doubt it and he hits send and then they write like 5 pages back and he's like didn't read the whole thing but I don't think you're right, like just driving.
Something that I wrote and I'll look for it while I talk to you, but I posted it on Facebook. I didn't reply to the specific person.
Hey Carmen, don't you think I have it?
Ha ha ha. Oh wow, you really do your homework.
So you write so people who hate cats are assholes, and you were about to send, so are people who take comedy seriously.
Yeah.
And then you didn't, but I broke into your house.
And you
and
hit
found
send.
It and, oh. And I hit send.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I know I was just fascinated by how many people replied to that Facebook status.
What kind of replies?
Like, send it, send it. I got so many send it's.
And why didn't you?
Because I didn't care. I don't know. I just didn't care. I was like, I think I blocked the person by then.
Has there ever been a time where somebody said something to you about your jokes and you're like, you know what? I got to change that.
Oh, boy. I don't know.
So it's not often. It's not really.
No, because you get your feedback from the audience. So if it doesn't work, I'll change it based on the audience, but not like one person. I mean, I've gotten stuff like, you know, you are making fun of people with scoliosis or something. And I'm just like, fuck you. Right. I wore a brace. I'm allowed to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if it doesn't work, I just base my I change it based on like the audience at a show, and if it's like crickets, I'm like, there's something wrong with this.
Yeah, I guess the word is hate in hate mail, so maybe you're so riled up you can't think, but I've never gotten ever in over 12 years hate mail that made sense. What an asshole I am that made me stop and think or was spelled correctly. Yeah. It's a shame it goes together.
Or there's like they have 5 followers. Like most of the people on Twitter who say something mean,
right,
have zero. I'm not even joking. And zero or one.
Well, because I think they make up that account just to mess with people. Because I've gotten that where I got hate, and it's like constant from one person. I'm just like, who are you? And I click on it, and literally the account was made to like hate on comics. And I'm like, aw, I'm a comic that you hate. That's fun.
Right.
I have had people correct me and I'm like, yeah, you're right. Recently, there was one. Apparently, I've been spelling Till wrong, T-I-L-L. And they're like, Till is different. T-I-L is this and that. And I'm just like, why didn't you tell me before? They're like, you've been doing this for years. And I'm like, whoa. There's another one where someone was like, you keep saying droid, but Android and droid is different. And you don't know that. And because you've been saying it for a long time, I'm telling you. But there's a tone to that. There's not, you fucking idiot. And right. even if they were saying like, you fucking idiot, droid and Android is fucking different, you moron. I'd be like, okay, I actually just didn't know. Right. So I guess I am a moron. I will be a moron about other things on the show because I can't possibly know everything.
No, Do you respond to those when you get those?
When it's polite, yes, as much as I can, but I can't, I have to admit that I don't reply to everything.
Yeah.
When it's mean, I try not to, and but I will take the criticism into account.
I do. I write back fascinating stuff.
Keith has helped me with that. One time I got, you know, a 2-page email about some nonsense about somebody being on our show and, you know, feeling this way and the other. And I was like, bullshit, that's just nonsense. And Keith's like, just hit reply and write LOL. And I'm like, I can do it. And I did it. And it felt so satisfying.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, look, if you come into the studio and you behave this way, you're going to be met with this thing and like, you know, explain. And then I'm like, he saw the exhaustion on my face that I would actually have to write paragraphs to this person. And then I'm like, who the fuck is this person? Don't come again.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. LOL. I daydream about that if I have trouble falling asleep.
You know what's weird? The people that send the real hate mail. And you know who you are listening. You work with puppets a lot. And he really, RJ something, I think. And he's really going after me. And then... kind of lately, he's just rating like little room. You had on the guy from Kids in the Hall. Love that show. Good job. And I'm like, you wanted me dead.
Yeah.
Because you misunderstood something I said.
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
A puppet guy. Look out for puppet guys.
Yeah, it sucks, like, especially the people who've been listening for years. And it's like, how could you, after all the stuff, this isn't like you. And I'm like, A, if it's not like me, then maybe you're reading something weird into it. B, if it's not like me, then maybe I woke up to something that maybe if you believe that I have been a good, decent person this whole time, maybe give me some benefit of the doubt. And if I'm wrong, I obviously will listen to you because I've been listening this whole time.
Yeah.
So that's what bothers me is like, you just threw it out into the ether. And then they're like, well, so do you in a microphone. Believe me, I think about this even though sometimes I sound dumb.
I remember all the names on the forums. I remember if you took a shit on me.
See, I have trouble with that. And then Keith will write me like, why'd you like that person? He hated you last week. And I'm like, oh, I forgot.
Yeah, I'm more like you. I forget stuff all the time. People are like, name your worst blank. And I'm like, I've forgotten already.
Yeah, that sucks sometimes because I'm afraid to hit like on some comments because I'm like, wait, how do we feel about enunciated piffle today? I can't, too much.
No, I'll get, I'm bringing this up because I just saw this on the forum. Somebody who really also all but wanted me dead. And then he writes, oh, that was a fun thought you had about this point about Star Trek. And I'm like, who the fuck are you? You're psychotic at best. Are you like, oh, my stupid name, Jackrabbit69, is so good I don't want to change it. But I did learn and grow. So can we just move on from the death part? We put this poll up, by the way. Should the punishment, speaking of animals, for having sex with an animal be death?
What do you guys
death?
Think?
No.
Okay, that's what I said.
That's what you freaks are saying, right?
Well, we kill them for food. I don't know why we're so fucking holier than now that people are fucking them.
You want to be clear, Hunter? Are you serious?
Well, okay. We don't give a shit that their lives are absolutely miserable most of the time until they are slaughtered.
Holy Christ, you're serious.
And we don't, we do want death for that so that we can eat their disgusting meat because we have so much demand for it because we quote think we need it even though we really don't. But this we want death for.
Who's saying your fans want it or who wants death?
I want it.
Why?
If you get caught fucking an animal.
Yeah.
First of all, should we be allowed to fuck animals?
Of course not.
No, but I don't think we should kill, just stick them in prison or I don't know. Why do you want to kill them? It seems a little ridiculous.
A little harsh.
Yeah.
Because you might want to do it once. Maybe you're not even paying attention and you do it. And then what? You're supposed to be put to death for that?
Well, it just seems like a disease that is affecting other lives negatively. So, of course, you have to be punished. But death to me is like, I don't know. How does that...
That doesn't fix it. And also, how many people are fucking animals? Are you talking about people who live in a barn or just mental, like, what's happening?
Enough that there are laws across the country for it. Enough that, like, people are. Hannah's going nuts. Did you want to?
Yeah, come over.
Come on over. You can't.
She's verifying if people fuck animals.
And what kind of animal and what size?
They fuck them all. That's the thing. Ohio, it came up because Ohio finally put out a bestiality law. And there's about 8 states that you can still fuck animals in. Uh-huh. But they don't give you a warning when they cut it off. That's the kicker. If you just move in somewhere, you know. Hannah, what's going on?
Yeah. I don't know. This isn't something that's like near and dear to me, but I used to live in Austin, Texas, and I remember finding out that bestiality is still legal there, but that it was made illegal at one point. But then there was a man who probably wanted to fuck a dog so badly back in 1987, but still wanted to be on the right side of the law, that they reopened this case, and that's when it was re-legalized. You can fuck animals in Texas.
What?
Wow. That is crazy.
Yeah. How would you ever
how do you reconcile that? I don't know.
Wow.
Now, when you just found out your boss doesn't understand why we can kill animals and not fuck them, do you think you applied to the right job?
That's
no. I mean, I feel like you probably feel pretty passionately about animal husbandry. I don't know. I eat animals, so I mean, I don't think that you should fuck them.
Right.
I think that maybe I don't believe in the death penalty for killing other humans.
Should we allow animals to be fucked, but they have to put a label on the meat?
That's been pre-tenderized. Cream filled. No, we shouldn't be allowed to fuck animals.
Of course not.
That's not what I'm saying, and I hate when you paraphrase me. That's the fucking worst.
Hendis, one of these.
All of a sudden, I'm fucking animals. I know.
You'll learn this about Hendis. She's one of these slippery slope, you know, people. It's like, well, if we can, where's it end if we just eat them? That's where it ends. We eat them. Well, who's to say what's wrong?
I'm not saying like
Keith can kiss his dog on the lips, but I can't fuck it.
No, that's
I think
where? How are we getting to this point?
Just explain yourself somehow. I don't know.
First of all, I eat meat.
Right.
But if meat was illegal to eat, if we abolished it across the country, I'd feel okay with it. But meat is delicious and I do eat it.
Fascinating. About the dog fucking.
Okay, what about fucking dead animals though?
I don't know why you want to do that's like more your problem.
It's like my problem. That's my thing now.
No, like that's more the humans like right. Major mate. Like that's I don't know. But what I think is animals are being treated like garbage.
So what's the difference?
Can we put those farmers to death? Can you stop eating foie gras? Can you put limitations on where your food comes from? No, you can't because you haven't.
Oh, it's a trick. It wasn't a real question.
You want to paraphrase me, I will go directly to your actual lifestyle and my lifestyle. We have not avoided being cruel to animals. We should be put to death for what we're doing based on your logic and reason. What we're doing to animals in order for us to just eat it because we think we need it, by the same reasoning, those farmers should be put to death. The lawmakers should be put to death. That's the same as raping them.
Holy cow. All right.
Holy cow indeed.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Now, let's say you do have a law where the way McDonald's, for example, raises these chickens where they're shitting in each other's mouths, cramped in these cages. If that is a law and they are caught doing that, absolutely, I'm fine with the death penalty. So now let's say
there's no one that shouldn't be put to death then.
Okay. So now let's say that is somehow on Rogon 7 in Star Trek. They make the law on that planet so that you can picture it.
Can I get there?
So through Time Warp.
Okay.
So they
got to call the queue.
They have this law where you can't be doing this to animals or you die. Do they also have the law about fucking them and that's all the same?
Well, I
don't know. I can't even believe on top. You win.
There is a planet in Star Trek where they do kill people. The one strike and you're dead. No, I would not want to live there. I absolutely do break the law on a daily basis. I don't believe that anybody.
The point.
I don't believe that anybody wouldn't break the law.
I was going to say if you believe in the death penalty for raping animals, you should believe in the death penalty for raping humans.
I do. Of course I do.
Well, he believes in the death penalty.
Oh, in general, just strongly. Okay.
Like, for littering, if we're going to go that far. Why
for littering? All right. I like this. You've got a lot of anger just below the surface. You. We're going to get along great. All right. I'm going to get back to work.
Thank you.
Thanks, Han.
All right. I was also deciding if you could stay or not. You're good. I like you.
It's always a compliment. It's very helpful. I hope you learned a lot about your boss, as Keith said.
We're all the same as these dog fuckers. I mean, we break the law every day without thinking about
Again, the paraphrasing. It sounds like what I said. It has the elements of the words of what I said. Carmen, do you get me?
I don't think they should die.
Who should?
The people who fuck the animals.
No, who should die though? Nobody, right? So there's your point. That's, you know.
No, there's.
I mean,
I do believe in the death penalty for some people, but I don't really. It's not for. I mean, you have to murder. You have to be like a serial killer or something. But I don't believe.
And spit at the judge and all that.
Here's the thing. I wouldn't mind if Trump died. Do I believe in the death penalty?
Right.
There's such a disconnect between just like, you know, saying I don't want this person to live or I wouldn't be sad if they died, then actually killing someone, of killing someone, the humanity of killing someone.
Should there be a punishment for fucking an animal?
Of course.
Yes, totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Like, yes. You can't fuck it for 6 months. Right? A little probation.
But just that one.
But then it's wiped clean if you behave for 6 months. And in a court of law, you're not allowed to show the picture of the dog to the jury, because then if it's cute, you know, that's not even fair, right?
Mm-mm.
Yeah. So all dogs should be created equal. All right. I learned nothing.
It's another day in Keith's world.
We put up
all
the...
right, quote, I learned nothing.
maybe the audience could explain it to me.
No.
I honest to God, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. We put up this poll. Was it okay that Riker's body was fucked by dogs? Don't tell him that we made this poll. She left the room and Andrea and I were in charge. 65% say yes, it is okay that Riker's body was fucked by dogs. Don't tell him that we made this poll.
How are you guys okay with this?
You gotta pay attention. She fell asleep for a half hour in the back room.
Yeah. I was told I was allowed in the conference room.
Carmen,
you know what though? This happened so many times. I cannot leave this room until everything is completely put in and we hit send. When I was away because I had surgery, The things that came up as titles, I was like, clearly I wasn't in the room. There was somebody's wiki page, the entire http://, the whole fucking thing was somebody's title. I don't even know how to say the title of one of my shows.
Johnny Pemberton. He wanted a wiki page. So we said, all right, we're gonna start one. And here's the whole title.
It was very funny, but I definitely would have given you a push on that one.
All right, let's see what's going on. This is the doctor of husbandry on the phone.
Oh, no.
A great zoologist. Hey, what's going husbandry. On? You're on Keith and the Girl.
Great.
Hola.
Hello.
It's Mariana.
Mariana, you're a dog expert. What do we think about dog fucking? Is it the same as eating them?
I did not say that.
I'm going to have to put a pin into that conversation for another time, because... Yeah.
All right. What's going on?
It's not an easy answer.
No,
but I hear both sides. How about that?
Well, look
somewhere
at you.
In the middle.
Well, you have your earbuds in.
This is why we can get nothing done, by the way. If we can't decide about animal fucking, we're going to decide about world politics. All right.
No. I don't want them to be fucked. I just don't agree with the death penalty part of your argument. I think.
Right.
And then agree that there's serious cruelty in the meat industry,
right.
And it's one of the reasons why I try to eat as little meat as possible and try to be conscious of where I get my meat from. So again, it's a deeper conversation.
Sure, and I do too, but let's not get hung up on the death part of it. The death penalty is me going
down with animal fucking.
Okay. Down with the animal fucking, and but is animal fucking the same as me going to the store and doing my best to find the good meat? Where it was treated nice. Yeah, I'm just doing my best, but I doubt it. I don't know, you're killing it. You're putting a bolt through its head.
It's in a similar line of thinking.
Just going to the store is not doing your best. Searching out your butcher, finding out where your store gets your meat from, like it really takes a lot of work to find ethical meat. So I doubt that you're doing it. And because most people aren't doing it, there is something to that conversation.
But Hemda is saying that you just hear that it's down. It is the same path.
It's in the same conversation.
We're in the stratosphere.
Yes.
Is it the same planet? Maybe not, but we're in the stratosphere. It's It's a very deep, complex conversation. That's why I said it's deeper than this, yo.
All right.
She had to add a yo for you to understand. Why did you call in then?
So I'm calling because there was a response on the weekend thread that I figured prompted a little call-in. Somebody was concerned about their shyness and like showing up to an event.
About their sinuses?
Maybe somebody that is usually shy.
Hold on one second. Mimi.
I'll explain. Somebody this weekend will be shy. Okay?
This weekend is KTG weekend. There's going to be a couple meetups. There's going to be a Keith stand-up event. And so it's all on the calendar, keithandthegirl.com/calendar. Some people are concerned about coming by themselves to an event. Will they be, you know, outcasts?
Of course, you'll be laughed at. You're joining a group that was around for over a decade easily.
Jeez, you can't tell them that. We have to lure them in somehow. Oh. Come on.
So there's a thread on the forums about the meetups, about the show, and Mimi wanted to express some stuff from that thread.
Extend to anybody that maybe is listening to the show and is thinking about going and feeling these things, but maybe hasn't gone onto the forums. Come down. There's many friendly faces. I've made lifelong friends out of going to Keeping the Girl meetups, and I highly recommend it. Come find me. If you like hugs, I'll give you one. Hello. And there's tons of friendly people, so come on down. Don't let that stop you from coming to the fun.
Are you single?
And ready to mingle.
Hello.
It's such a sweet thread. It's about the meetups, about people being excited about the weekend, but also anyone who's shy, people are now posting like, I'll be wearing this shirt. You can say hi to me. Yeah. That's how you recognize me. I'll be wearing that's this hat. Nice. I'll be your touchstone. Look out for Xerxes. He's always a person who will absolutely include you. Look for any circle outside the venue and just, you know, walk right into it like your friends, because we'll absolutely treat you like that. That's so fun for me to know that people can come to our events and come by themselves and leave with friends.
Our buddy Tech Andrew is coming down to help record things, and he's rating in, all solo fans can sit in my lap. Let me tell you something.
That is the opposite, Tech, of what we're trying to promote here. Thank you.
First of all.
Well, it kind of goes with one of my posts. I said that a Keeping the Girl meetup is kind of like a family reunion. At first, everybody's kind of quiet and shy, saying their hellos and their hugs. But a few drinks in, you have that pervy uncle that's telling stories that make you inappropriate and pee in your pants. That'll probably be Tech.
If you play your cards right, Andrea will make out with you. And by that, I mean show up.
Will there be dogs?
Yes.
I'm not co-signing that Andrea Molestation Act. It'll have to pass through Congress.
Who do you think wrote that?
I'll put in my request for consent now on the record.
Okay. All right. By the way, yeah, no animals.
Oh, God.
It seems everybody's confused. It's the same as me eating chicken wings today.
Yeah, please don't fuck my dog. He's right. Coming with me.
Well, it's a tough conversation. It's a bigger conversation than us. I know you caught me having the dog blow me after I took its teeth out, but it's a tough conversation.
We're all on your side.
I love you guys. I'll see you soon.
All right.
See you soon.
Take care.
Who's opening for you this year?
We have the great Andrea Allen, slut.
And the great Nick Turner, super slut.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Carmen did it for me once. Mm-hmm. She was fantastic.
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Is it the same venue?
No. Fuck that venue.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, they were
You
nice.
Need a bigger venue, no?
We got to keep rising the stakes, you know. Yeah. By the way, Carmen wrote this. Speaking of sex. It's hard to sext on a crowded NYC subway. And I, of course, I understand the logistics of that. Yeah, you're trying to get excited and cover it. But I am curious, are you a good sexter?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, you get dirty?
Yeah. Because
you have such a sweet personality.
It's all about who you're with, you know what I mean? If you're with the right person, you can say anything. It doesn't...
Yeah.
It just comes out. You don't even have to think. It's there.
Would you type cum, C-U-M?
Yeah, I've done that, but that's nothing.
Cum. Oh, that's nothing to you.
Yeah,
look,
you got to get...
You.
Weird and crazy.
Ass stuff?
All kinds of stuff.
Whoa. Wow. Pretzels?
I have not used that word yet.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Well, again, I'm older.
Right. You know?
I'm reading a story about another sex robot. This person made a sex robot with a functioning G-spot. So he can find it because he's the one who put it there.
It's in her butthole, though.
Yeah,
he's a little confused.
It's the only way she gets off.
Well, you know what? What's funny is, like, if you're building your robot, you could put the G-spot in several places and just keep going, I did it. Did your robot come? Of course she did.
Now, it is a sexy robot.
That's a robot?
We'll put the pictures on the website. The robot has different modes, so you could be with it in public and it won't be, you know, out of control. There's a sexy mode, sure, but there's also a family mode when it just wants to sit there and watch TV with your family. Your doll with big fat tits.
Oh, I have so much trouble making fun of this.
I know, because it makes me think of Lars and the Real Girl. Did you ever see that?
No, I didn't.
But it, and it made me so sad.
It made, maybe I did see, I don't know, I'm so bad with that.
With Ryan Gosling?
I don't think so, but it makes me feel like, look, if you put a family mode on your robot, you need company, right? Like,
yeah.
You need, so how am I going to be mad at you? And if you made a sex robot, maybe I should thank the sex robot that you're not hitting on me.
Here's what I would do.
Sit there with the family robot.
You just sit there, you rub her legs. She's like, family. Family. I like that. What I do is I have my sex robot, I set it on family, and then
You fuck it.
I switch the switch in the back to sex, and she starts getting randy. I'm like, oh Jesus, sorry guys. Oh boy.
We gotta go.
Yeah, she can't keep her hands off me.
I am dripping, and I'm like, I'm humiliated, but it's been 2 hours, right, baby? So then we gotta leave.
I like how you're so anti these robots, but you're so set on how you would treat them.
I'm against animal cruelty, but again, honest to God, eat chicken wings for lunch.
I know that this feels weird to us because they look so human and you're doing human things like sticking your penis in it. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that there is a huge difference between that and like the...
And some of these women I've dated. I'm with you.
Does she have a real face? Can I see her?
Yeah, she doesn't look... I mean, it obviously looks fake and plastic, but everybody's getting Botox nowadays. Who cares? It has a functional vagina and mouth.
He could totally get someone, I think, like a real person.
I think just like the internet took us by surprise with how much psychological issues we would have with all the information coming up, and we just didn't know. I think we don't know what psychological stuff comes with that, and we're just scared of it, but we need to see the positive side of it as well and, you know, learn the negative sides, which are inevitable with everything, before we freak out on these people who might be doing
But do you see this in 50 years from now, like a lot of these?
Kinda.
I see a lot.
These couples, I mean.
I think a lot in terms of how many we have now. I think we are going to see a whole bunch of them. Whoever can afford it that wants one, I think will get one.
Do you think it'll be offensive not to call these dolls a person?
So here's my issue.
Or call them dogs by accident.
So the problem with that, and this is, okay, can I bring up the Star Trek thing?
If it's quick, sure.
Okay, so there is an android on Star Trek.
A droid.
His name is Data, right? And so one time he decides, okay, he's creating another android like him, right? Mm-hmm. And so he didn't get any permission. And so everyone's freaking out. You can't just make this robot. You're making another life form. And he's like, well, as far as I'm concerned, I check the regulations and you don't check with other people when they have kids. So why would you stop me from having a kid? And now because this is a life form, they're fighting over like his responsibility to it and can they just take this child, quote unquote, away from him? Is it dangerous? And so I don't know what to do with that kind of information because they take an android as a life form and you can't just, you know, shut it off because you can.
I mean, if it has more personality than a Kardashian, I guess it's a person, right? by the way, the designer is in Barcelona. My robot is different. She likes to be touched.
That's different.
She has romantic and she has family.
I have a
family.
Touch screen all the time. Right?
She has sexy modes. The sensors I have are on her hips, shoulders, vagina, and mouth. And you know what though? He's out and about with other people. And like I'd be hanging out with him. I was like, my girl really likes the hip bone being touched. And then he's like, yeah, mine too, the hips. But like anywhere on the hips, like all around 360 where I put myself. I mean, anywhere on the hips she likes.
Yeah, so
he put the sensors on.
So this stuff scares me, you know, right. And I don't know if like I'm right or wrong, but this stuff scares me because we're already interacting poorly. This next generation is already not understanding how to make small chit chat, how to meet someone in person. We're already sort of like moving away from that. So I don't know yet if that's a good thing, or we can, you know, push through it into making it a good thing, or I don't know. That's what I was thinking earlier too.
I thought, well, texting is getting so bad now that we don't even talk to each other. And I thought that was the worst.
She speaks in only emoticons. It's like flushed face, squeaky eyes. Give me your eggplant.
Yeah. If you keep programming your best friend to interact with you only with the way that you're comfortable, that can have psychological issues, right?
The guy's already gone. Come on. Who cares?
And Barcelona, it's such a fun city. You can meet a lot of people. It's not like he's like in Ohio.
But maybe this robot will help him meet people, that kind of thing.
It's weird that he's making a robot dog. I don't like it.
He has to decide which one to fuck. Can you fuck a robot dog,
no.
Keith Malley?
No.
I feel more comfortable with fucking a robot dog than a real dog.
Oh, I didn't know you twist my words around.
Can you fuck a robot kid?
No.
Ew, no.
Okay, but why ew no? You're born with pedophilia.
Because it won't end there.
Do you know that?
Why can't they have kids' pictures? Because it doesn't end there.
Those are real kids, and that does affect the kids.
How about fake kids drawn by a computer?
No. I don't know.
I'm telling you the answer.
Why? How do you know that?
You don't know about... These people that fuck animals, by the way, it's linked to fucking kids.
Really?
That's a fact.
Okay, but so then do we give them robots because they have a disadvantage that they're born with, that they are attracted to animals, attracted to kids.
You give them a robot, but it cuts off their dick.
But why? Why not let them have the pleasure that they are attracted to without affecting another human being or another life
form? Because if it really does go to the next level, then I guess it's not good.
It's only getting you more horny.
But what proof do you have that it takes it to the next level, fucking robots?
We
don't have that. No, he's making that up. The correlation between having sex with animals and being a pedophile, as far as I understand, he found actual... Proof. Link to it. He found proof to it. But this, you're fucking a robot leads to actually fucking raping people in real life. We don't have evidence of that. And I think it's our fear that's just jumping to that conclusion. Yeah. I could be wrong, but here's the thing. Why aren't we leaving both options open since we don't have the proof yet?
Because you're saying you could be wrong. I'm saying I'm right.
That's weird. That's just fucking weird.
Well, Kendu, we'll look it up tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
There's nothing to look up yet. I don't have the information.
The robot speaks in an American accent. Is that interesting? And says sexual phrases such as, now tell me if you get this dirty, Carmen. I'm on for you all the time.
Oh, that's nice. I reboot that's for so you every morning.
I am on for you all the time.
Nice and gentle.
That's how he likes it.
Now then, what's next? Well, he's got to be told not to speed up all the time. It's like, remind me, nice and gentle. Nice and gentle. Thank you. I mean, if that's what you want.
Well, if he's learning to be nice and gentle.
Each lifelike silicon real doll has customized genitalia and interchangeable faces when you get bored. Yeah, that will definitely make you fucking normal.
Well, we keep pushing ourselves, like promising that we're monogamous people. And I don't think 50% of people are actually following through on that. So if you want to change your robot's face, well, why aren't we being honest that we want to change our wife's faces, our husband's faces?
Why aren't we honest about it? And we wear makeup. So why can't you just change a head?
I don't.
Standard dolls, which come with the choice of 18 female body types. I'd have a couple body types and have her gain weight and then get angry. And then she'd lose the weight with a new body.
See, again, you're the one who has most of the plans already in this room. And it's funny that you're against it.
Two male figures they have. So you can get two guys. But guess who makes these usually? Or 18 women, different bodies. They start at $6,500. You think it'd be more if you could have a family mode. More specific creations start at $12,000. I wonder how much extra do you pay for them to cry? But you can stop it whenever you want.
It's quite the fetishes that Keith has, and he's judging all these people. It's very interesting. The cry mode.
No, I'm looking into this. I'm not going, who knows anything in this world? I look into it. What would I do? You know what I mean? Not fuck fake kids and fake dogs.
Oh, so that's why you think it'll just turn to criminal? Because you would just... That's what you would do. But I wouldn't. And how do you know how this other person would react?
What did I just say that's criminal that I would do?
I don't know.
Make girls cry.
Is that criminal?
It is now.
You know, you make girls cry. Why can't you just fuck children? All right.
That is literally what I said, though. So that one he had right.
All right. Look, Fenda.
Yes.
You have your opinions. And they're respected.
By you, clearly.
Carmen Lynch, the Twitter account is at Lynch Carmen. Maybe she'd say it says something you're angry about. Tell her.
Yeah, write me about cats. Can you fuck a cat? Please do. Just kidding, everyone. I like cats.
If you have opinions about robot animal fucking, Carmen would like to hear them. Email her through her website.
Please.
CarmenLynch.com. The Twitter account, Lynch Carmen. Her album is out. It's on iTunes. Dance like you don't need the money.
I love it. It's so funny.
Thanks.
On the 13th, she'll be at Helium in Philadelphia.
Oh. Are you happy with your album?
I am. It was something that I didn't want to do for a really long time.
It's hard to put it out, right?
Hard to put it out. I don't like even inviting people to shows. I just like to perform in front of strangers.
Right.
You know? So having something recorded and all that, it's just... It felt like a pain, so it was a very last-minute decision. It was like I had a gig in San Francisco, and that week I was like, let me find someone to record it.
Oh,
but
wow.
But I'm so glad it's done.
Oh, yeah. Good. Were you, did you edit it a lot, or you just put it up?
There were a couple of moments where, like, someone, you tell them you're going to record it, and they just start to talk because they want to be on your album.
I totally agree. I like old men, too.
Are they just like chit-chatting?
Or like, or just like a fake laugh, like, ha! And I'm like, clearly this isn't your laugh. And I wish I had, brought it up on the album, but I was just more like, telling them to shut up. Right. And I was just pissed more than anything. And I should have just.
So it's only audio, but you're really going.
I was like trying to cut them off. Like, but no, I mean, I taped all of them because I didn't know which one I was going to use. So.
How many were there? 4 or 5?
Probably 4.
All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. But that I was glad because, you never know which one's going to be the best one.
Right.
So.
Well, I'm sorry I yelled out. But it's exciting, an album.
It is. I'm so glad it's done.
After your second joke, I was like, I totally know her. But that didn't make it. But that was probably a tough choice to make.
See if you can hear Keith in the audience.
Right. Carmen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let's talk to you tomorrow. KeithandTheGirl.com.